KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi. This is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you once again, my Father, for the precious opportunity, Lord, that you would summon all of us together, Father, that's on this radio broadcast, Father, to hear the greatest message, Father, that has ever been preached, the greatest story that has ever been told. It is not just the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's included in it. But it's the gospel that Jesus Christ preached, my Father God. And that's the greatest message of all messages. That's the greatest sermon of all sermons. That's the greatest stories of all stories, Father God. We thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father, because that's the means to the end. The means, the stories, that's the means to the greatest story. And that's the story that Jesus Christ came and proclaimed to humanity, my Father. The gospel of the kingdom. But Father God, we don't have to wonder what your number one priority is, Father God. We don't have to guess about it. For you have written it in your word. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and everything that we have need of will be added unto us on a daily basis. Father, that's your number one priority. Your kingdom. The establishment of it, and the reestablishing of it, and the rediscovering of it, and the expansion of it. The establishing of it, the expansion of it, my Father God, that's your number one priority, my Father God, your kingdom, your governing influence over the lives of mankind. What you are doing in the lives of mankind here on earth. Your will for the lives of mankind here on earth. Your purpose. Your original intent. Your precepts. Your original idea. What you are doing, not just in the beginning, but from the beginning, before the foundation of the world, my Father God, you already purposed. You already chose us in Christ Jesus, before the foundation of the world. And you chose that we should be just like you, holy and without blame, covered in your love. You chose that, Father, for mankind before the foundation of the world, before that was a here or there, a when or where. It's always been your original purpose, your original intent, your original desire, and your original plan for mankind. And Father, you set that up on the earth. And it's recorded in your word in the first two chapters of the Bible. And you finished that work that you started in those first two chapters and the last two chapters of the Bible. You finished that work, my Father God. So it's a done deal. And as we already always say on this radio broadcast, we are becoming who we already are, who you say we are. We are having what you say we can have. We are doing what you say we can do. And we are headed toward the destination that you set for our lives. And for that, Father, we say thank you. Now, you said, Father, in your word that we can come boldly to your throne of grace without any sense of guilt or condemnation and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our times of need. And, Father, we take you up on that invitation. And we come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, through the holy place, all the way behind the veil into your literal presence, my Father, to obtain that mercy and find that grace to help us in our time of need. So here's our cup, Father. Fill us up. Fill us up with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that we can know what is the hope of our calling and the exceeding greatness of the power that we possess, Father, in the person of the Holy Ghost. Help us to operate in that. Help us to live in that. Help us to be in that. Help us to talk in that. Help us to operate in that, Father, and bring glory to your word. Bring manifestation of your word, not only in our lives, but in our circle of influence. So once again, Father, here's our cup. Fill us up and make us whole. And as in always, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you the credit. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. For thine is the kingdom. It's yours. And the power belongs to you. And the glory is yours, Father. Now and forever. In the precious name of Jesus. So shall it be. And so shall it be. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Super men and super women of the Most High God. You know, you're just like, oh boy, what his name was, Clark Kent in that movie Superman. You come from another planet, just like he did. To bring more power from another planet, just like he did. To influence this planet Earth, just like he did. And so are we, Father. We are supermen and superwomen. Hallelujah. We come from the kingdom of heaven, my Father God. To impact this Earth with the power of heaven. With the governing influence and the governing authority of heaven to bless this earth, my Father God. Hallelujah. So that this earth, Father, when it's all said and done, will be a colony of heaven, thereby fulfilling the prayer that we've been praying all our lives, saints. And that prayer is this: Father, let your kingdom come. Why? Because when your kingdom comes, then your will can be done in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. When, saints, when did he say that going to be? When his kingdom come back in our lives. When his governing influence of heaven come back in our lives here on earth so that we can establish that governing influence of heaven here on earth. Let's draw the written intent. I say this all the time, and the reason why I say it all the time, because they got to get past our intellect and get down into our heart, into our mind, into our spirit being, so that we can manifest this on the earth. You know, that would bring glory to God. Thank God for our good services and good church service that we have and stir up one another's emotions and everything else and get excited and get to shouting and everything else. That's all right. That's a good thing. But I'm talking about a greater thing. What's the greater thing, Brother Arthur? It's not just when we have good church, but when we come out of having good church into our everyday circle of influence and be that good church, hallelujah, manifesting the glory of God in the earth. What do you mean manifesting the glory of God? Manifesting the word of God in the earth. Manifesting what God say about us in the area, not just preaching it and teaching it and getting our emotions stirred up about it. That's all right. That's good. But I'm talking about manifesting that in the area. Listen, Jesus wasn't just stirring up folks' emotions and having good church. He was being a church. He was manifesting that word. He was saving the lost. He was healing the sick. He was raising the dead. He was casting out demons, man. He was setting the captives free. He was opening blind eyes, spiritual blind eyes, those who were blind to the truth of God's will and God's purpose for their life. He wasn't just having church. He was being the church. What do you say? The blind eyes was open. The deaf ears was unstopped. The lame walked. The dumb talked. The dead was raised to life again. And demons, man, when they saw him coming, boy, they took out running. Oh, God, my, have mercy. You couldn't have tormented us before our time? Jesus wouldn't even let them speak. Come out of them, man. Boy, they took out. That's in terror. Fleeing. Why? Because they knew that a greater than them had come. Boy, God wants us to have that same attitude, that same mindset, that same character, that same nature, and function that same way. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. That's the same thing that God wants for you and I to do in the earth. The work that Jesus did, he wants us to do those works. The life that Jesus lives, he wants us to live that kind of life. The dominion and authority that Jesus operated in, he wants us to operate in that same dominion and authority. He wanted to be in our lives just like it was in Jesus' life. He wanted us to go do the same thing that he sent Jesus Christ to do. What? Destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? To keep you from the knowledge of who you really are, where you really come from, why you really here, what you really can do, and where you really going to end up at. You know how you keep you from the knowledge up there? By keeping you from the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. See, that's what the gospel of the kingdom revealed to us. Boy, who you really are. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, I ain't talking about Christians and religious people. Man, listen. Come on. I don't mean to come off negative concerning, man, religion and everything else, but boy, let me tell you something, man, you're more than just a religious figure. And you're a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, rulers in the earth, ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven and of Christ, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, super men and super women of the Most High God. And boy, all the devil wants us to do is live and die like mere men and mere women. And all the time, man, we're the offsprings of the Most High God, with the same character and the same nature of the Most High God, with the same functioning abilities of the Most High God. The devil don't ever want you to know that. That's why, boy, God prophesied in the prophet Hosea, I say, my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they don't know. How are you going to operate in something that you don't know nothing about? That's why I say Paul prayed that, oh, Lord, I pray that they might be filled with the knowledge of your will for our lives and for their lives. Watch this. Not with intellectual knowledge and not with sense knowledge, but be filled with the knowledge of your will with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. What kind of understanding? Not just regular understanding that we derive from our five sense reasons, but spiritual understanding, man, that only can be revealed to us, man, by the Holy Spirit of God, by God himself in the person of the Holy Spirit. That kind of knowledge, revelation knowledge. See, there's two kinds of knowledges in there. There's sense knowledge, knowledge that we derive from our five senses reasoning, our intellectual knowledge that we learn through our schools and universities and things of that nature. And then there's another knowledge, revelation knowledge. That knowledge, man, is not from our intellectual schools and everything else. That knowledge comes from going to the University of Silence, where the teacher is the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, who will lead and guide us into all truth, reality. That's what that word truth there means, the reality of God's word, not just the knowledge of it, but the reality of it. To walk in the reality of it, to live in the reality of it, to operate in the reality of it, to operate in everything that God says, to have everything that God says, to do everything that God says we can do. That's what brings glory to his name. not just having good church and man being a goody-goody two-shoes and quit doing this and quit doing this and don't do this and don't do that no more. Listen, what good it is, man, to do all of that, man, and still don't operate in your sovereignty and your dominion and your righteousness and your raw power. Glory to God. That would bring glory to God. Not when you don't sing, or you quit doing this, or you don't drink, or you don't smoke, or you don't go out to clubs, or you don't do all them things that we call sin. There's no, that's not sin. Those are the results of sin. Sin here, man, when you say Jesus died for the sins of the world, you know, it ain't no, it don't have no S on the end of that. That's S-I-N, sin, singular. What sin, man? Rebelling against, man, the known word of God, the will of God for your life. When you rebel against your authority and your sovereignty and your dominion, when you rebel against, man, everything that God say you are and everything that God say you can do. If God say you can do all things through Christ Jesus, man, and you rebel against that, that's sin. If God tell Adam, hey, listen, don't eat off that tree, man, and Adam eat off that tree, that's sin. He rebelled against, man, what God told him not to do. He rebelled against the word of God. He transgressed, man, God's law. And when he transgressed, what's God's law? His word is his law. And when you transgress, man, against the word of God, when you transgress against, when you say, when God say, man, I'm the Lord thy God who healed thee. And you say, yeah, I know, man, but the doctor say, man, this, and the doctor say that, man, and my body say this, and my body say that, man, and I'm sick, and I got high blood pressure, and I got sugar diabetes, and I got cancer. You rebelling against the will of God. That's sin. It's God's will, man, that we prosper and be in health. It's God's will, man, that we live abundant life, superior in quality and superior in quantity. It's God's will that we live, man, like who we really are, supermen and superwomen, mighty men and mighty women, with sovereignty and dominion and raw power over all the circumstance, situation, and symptoms in our lives. If you ain't doing that, man, and practicing that, then you're rebelling against the will of God. That's sin. Not drinking and smoking and all that other stuff that we call sin, man. Those are the results of sin. Because if you be, man, listen, God say, be ye holy. Why? Because I'm holy. In other words, God say, be like me. Why? Because that's how I created you. Just like me. In my image and in my likeness. And if you ain't living your life, man, trying to be like God, if you ain't practicing, man, the character and the nature of God and the likeness of God, then you're rebelling against the word of God. God say, let's make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth and over all the earth. And God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply, replenish, and subdue the earth. Listen, if you ain't done, if that ain't what if that ain't what you're going after, then you're rebelling against the will of God for your life. What God say, be like me, my image, my likeness, my character, my nature. Function like me. How God function? He function by faith. He believe what he say, and he say what he believe, and he act on it. Even in the midst of adversities. If God say, by stripes we were healed, then, man, and you steady, man, saying I'm sick and I don't know, man, you rebelling against the will of God. What am I supposed to do, brother? You're supposed to say what God say, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Yeah, but the doctor say this and the body say this and I can't walk and I can't do this here and I can't, man, listen. What that got to do with the word of God? Like my little brother say, what that got to do with the price of eggs? Hey, listen. The will of God for us to be healed. So what I got to do, brother? Got the man line up with the will of God. How you line up with the will of God? By, man, speaking, man, what God say over your circumstance, situation, and stuff. Don't go around saying what he is. Go around calling those things that be not as though they was. If you're sick in your body, man, you confess that, then guess what you're going to read? You're going to read what you say. Be not deceived. God not marked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he reap. Whatsoever you say, that's what you have. Like I come on this broadcast and say, do you know that you got the power and the responsibility to determine your destiny and your God-given future? Do you know that life and death is in the power of the tongue? But in order for you to make the right choice and the right decision and say the right thing that's going to lead to your God-given destiny depends on the quality of the knowledge that you have. A lot of people have sense knowledge of the Word of God, but I'm talking about quality knowledge. I'm talking about revelation knowledge. I'm talking about knowledge that's revealed to you, man, by God himself. That comes from me in a personal relationship with God. That comes from knowing him. I'm not talking about knowing of him and knowing about him. I'm talking about knowing him. That comes from an encounter, a personal encounter. See, man, listen, let me tell you something. I don't know President Trump. I know of him, and I know a little bit about him, but I don't know him. I don't have no personal relationship with him. I ain't never met him. Well, it's the same way, man, you know, when a lot of believers or a lot of Christians, the religious people, relationship with God, they know a little bit about him, and they know of him, but, man, they ain't never met him. They ain't never met They wrote their names on the church roll and signed their name on the church roll and joined the church and shook the preacher's hand. But, man, you ain't got your name signed on the book of life. And you ain't, man, John, man, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you ain't become a citizen of the kingdom. And you ain't shook the Lord Jesus Christ's hand. You shook the preacher's hand. And join the right hand of fellowship and join the Christian church and the Christian religion. But you ain't, man, been born again and shook the Lord Jesus Christ's hand and, man, had a personal encounter with him. That's what God wants. You mean to tell me, man, I can have a personal encounter with the Most High God? Didn't he say come boldly to the throne of grace? Come all the way up into his face, all the way up into his presence. And obtain mercy and find grace to help you every time you need it. He wants you to know him, not of him. He wants you to know him. He wants you to know that you 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 know. Beyond any shadow of a doubt, boy, that your Father in heaven love you. And boy, in him, everything is all right. But when you have a personal encounter with the Lord, can't nobody take that from you. Oh, you can have an experience, man, a church experience, and have an emotional experience, but I'm talking about a personal encounter. And, boy, that's what God wants for your life. He wants to come, man, and introduce himself to you. He wants you to come, man, and introduce yourself to him. He wants you to come boldly to his throne of grace. He wants you to know not just of him and a little bit about him. He wants you to know him. I'm talking about know. That you know him. You mean to tell me we can have that kind of relationship with God? Yeah. When you can walk and talk with him, man, 24/7. When you can dwell in the secret place of the Most High God all the days of your life. When you can abide there. When you can live there. When you can dwell there. David wrote it this way. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This God of my, I'll say of the Lord, he's my refuge. He's my God. I got all my trust and confidence in him. I dwell in his presence. I live in his presence. Because in his presence, everything is all right. With him encamped all around me, and I'm encamped round about him, and he dwelling in me, and I'm dwelling in him, then, boy, I don't worry about nothing. Why? Hey, Lord, because my life is hid in him. And if my life is hid in him, I guarantee you, boy, everything is all right. That's why I say, man, seek ye first. If you're going after something, man, don't seek prosperity. Don't just seek healing, man. Seek the healer. Don't just seek prosperity. Seek the provider. Don't just seek deliverance. Seek the deliverer. Don't just seek salvation. Seek the Savior. And if you seek the Savior, you'll get the salvation. If you seek the healer, you'll get the healing. If you seek the deliverer, you'll get the deliverance. If you seek the provider, you'll get the provision. You get everything that you need, boy, if you seek first the kingdom of God. If you seek God, if you seek him, if you go after him, if your desire is to know him and Jesus Christ who he sent and the power of the resurrection, So you celebrate the resurrection of Easter and Easter egg hunts and buy new clothes and go to church on Sunday. Some folks don't go to church there on Christmas or Easter. Man, but that's resurrection power, man. That's over, man, your greatest enemy, death. You celebrate Jesus Christ's resurrection, man, but that's a mean. You don't know the end. The end is not, man, you know Jesus Christ's resurrection. The end is your resurrection. The end is, man, the same thing, the same Holy Ghost that raised him from the dead, that's the same Holy Ghost living on the inside of you, and he's going to raise you from the dead, too, when you leave this mortal, these bodies, these physical bodies that you live in. You got, man, listen, you just want to... But we living far below our rights and privileges. We living and dying like mere men and mere women when, man, you got power over, man, your greatest enemy. What that? Death, that's where our power is able to write. Death, where your sting? Grave, where your victory? I got resurrection power on the inside of me. I got the same Holy Ghost that raised Jesus, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead living on the inside of me. And if he quickened, man, Jesus' body, then he's going to also quicken, man, these mortal bodies, man, that I'm living in, too. That was to show you, man, listen, you celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but he was doing that to show you, man, what's going to happen to you. You, too. Listen, when he died, you died. When he got up, you got up with him. You got up in him. You died in him. You was raised in him. And you were made to sit, man, with him in heavenly places at the right hand of the Most High God, far above all powers, all dominions, demons, devils, sickness, disease, circumstance, situation, and symptoms, man, with all power. Not some power, all power. For what purpose, Arthur? So you can get back on course to God's purpose and plan and will for your life. What's that? That you have rulership. That you have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, and over all the earth. So that you speak to your circumstance, situation, and symptoms. So that you speak to your sickness, or your problems in your life. So that you begin to decree and declare, man, God's word over your circumstance, over your situation, over your symptoms. When you begin to speak, man, like God speaks. When you begin to say, man, what God say. When you begin to act on it. When you begin to talk like it, walk like it. Live like it, act like it, be like it. When you start practicing, man, that way of living. When you start, man, not just being a preacher of the word or a teacher of the word, and we stop doing all that, but be doers of the word. Applying the word of God to our lives on a daily basis. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Little by little by little by little. Day by day by day by day. And guess what we're going to be the result of it? You're going to be becoming. The word of God. The Bible says in 1 John, boy, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And down around verse 12 through 14, saying, the word became flesh, and he dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. Talking about Jesus. Full of grace and truth. And here's the icing on the cake. And of his fullness have we all received. What happened? The word of God became flesh. That's what God, man, wants the same thing to happen in us. His word become alive in us. His word become uno number one, our main priority. We begin to see, man, what God's words say, man, and begin to put that in our mouth, man, and begin to decree that and declare that. Listen, it might not be that way, man, but if you want to change it into that, man, you got to say it. Listen, in the beginning, boy, the Bible says the earth was void and without shape, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. It was no light nowhere. Now, God could have came out there and said, sure, it's dark out here, because it was. But that ain't what he wanted. He wanted light. So instead of saying, it's dark out here, he said what he wanted. Let there be light. Instead of saying, man, I got high blood pressure and everything else, because that might be the fact. But that ain't the truth. Facts are temporal. They're subject to change. The truth is, man, he bore our infirmities and carried our griefs, and by his stripes we were healed. What do you got to do? Speak life. Let there be light. Let there be healing. Let there be deliverance. Let there be provision. Let there be sovereignty. Let there be authority. Let there be power, man. Let, man, God's will be done in my life. Here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Ain't no sickness in heaven. Ain't no dying in heaven. Ain't no poverty in heaven. Ain't no prisons in heaven. Let it be in our life here on earth as it is in heaven. How am I going to get that into my life? You got to start decreeing that and declaring that. You got to start speaking that. You got to start saying that. And not only saying that, you got to start meditating in what you say, pondering it, man, going over it in your head. Just like old Kyle do when he eats, boy, he eat up a whole bunch of grass and everything else, and then he go lay down, after being ate up all the grass, then he go lay down in the cool of the evening, and he start cooling, he start chewing it, and then he'll bring it back up, man. And then he'll swallow it again and chew it again. What happened? Man, that grass, man, becoming, man, a part of him, man. But that's what happens, man, when you eat the word of God, when you put the word of God in your heart, and you got to put it there. How? By coming to the knowledge of it. And as you come to the knowledge of it, begin to speak it. What you're doing, I'm eating the word of God. And then you got to meditate in it, like that old cow do. You got to swallow it and chew it and bring it back up and go over it again and chew it and then bring it back up. And the more you do that, the more it's becoming a part of you. And then, boy, what you're saying, you got to not only get the word, but you got to act on that word. You got to apply that word to your everyday life. You got to act upon it, line up on line, precept upon precept. Guess what's going to be happening? You're going to become in the Word. The Word's going to become flesh. The Word's going to become you. You're going to become one with the Word and one with Jesus Christ and one with the Father. Till you get to the place, man, where that's the only thing come out your mouth is the Word of God. That's why Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say. And I only do what I see my Father do. Well, because, boy, the word became flesh. And that's the same thing, man, as he is, and that's the same way. We got to follow his example. We got to follow his lifestyle. We got to see what he said. And we got to preach what he preached. And we got to do like he did. And we got to act like him. We got to talk like him, and we got to walk like him. You ain't going to, man, obtain any of that in his fullness overnight. That must become a way of life. When you begin to, man, be a doer of the word, man, little by little by little, day by day by day, man. I'm talking about line up on line and precept upon precept. And you know what? We'll be growing in this thing. We'll be becoming the word of God, the word of becoming flesh and not the word that say by strife we heal, we'll start becoming that. When, man, we put that in our mouth, believe it in our heart, and confess it with our mouth. Hallelujah. Good, what be happening? We'll be becoming who we already are. The mighty men and the mighty women of the Most High God. The super men and the super women of the Most High God. Not just Christians and not just Baptist and Methodist and Catholic and Church of God in Christ and Apostolic. And man, listen. That's not right, man, but I'm talking about greater than that. I'm talking about, man, be a mighty Baptist, a super Baptist, a super man, whatever denomination you might fall up under, man. Not just being religious, man, people. But being men, I'm talking about sons and daughters of the Most High God. That's far greater than any religious thing that you could ever hope to accomplish. In time past, God dealt with man through religion, boy. But in this day and time, man, he's dealing with us, man, through his son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ ain't come to establish, man, no religion. He's not a religious leader. He's a kingdom citizen, man. He's a king. Glory to God. And he comes to reveal to you that you are king, too. If you're in a male body, if you're in a female body, you're a queen. It simply means a ruler. Rule over what? Rule in life. Rule over your circumstance, situation, and symptoms, man, that sin has sold us into, man, and kept us bondage under, man, you know, the bigly elements of this world, sickness and disease, poverty and lack, and all this mess that's going up on this earth. Man, we have been raised, man, above all the bigly elements of this world and made to sit with Christ Jesus in heavenly place. What purpose, Arthur? So that you can start living, man, from heavenly place. not trying to live to get to the heavenly places, but live men from the heavenly places. Because you've been raised up, glory to God, to make to stick together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all your circumstance, situation, and something that the devil would try to put upon us and keep us from the knowledge of men, the authority and the power and dominion that we really have, that we really possess, that we really own, and that's really ours, to keep you from your inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. I told you God chose you in him before the foundation of the world. Chose what? That you should be just like him, holy and without blame, and that you would get your inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. You're trying to get what you already have. You're trying to get to heaven when Jesus Christ came and brought heaven back to you. Hallelujah. Where is that, Arthur? Listen, it's in the earth. You can't get on the earth until they first get in the earth. What's in the earth? It's in you. It's in your spirit that live in these earthen vessels. It's in your soul that live in these earthen vessels. Your body, not you. Your body is your earthen vessel. Your body is the house that you live in. That's why the devil puts sickness and disease on you, try to take you out of here, man, before you discover who you really are and what you really have and what you really can do and where you really going to end up there. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ said, I come that you might have life and that more abundantly. What I got to do, Brother Arthur? Man, I got to start speaking the word of God, man, in my life. And over my circumstance, and over my situation, and then over my symptoms. Yeah, but it ain't that way. I told you, it wasn't nothing but darkness upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord, that same Holy Ghost that's living on the inside of you, that's hovering over all the darkness in your life, he waiting on something. What he waiting on? He waiting on the Word of God. He waiting on you to speak the Word of God. He waiting on you to say, let there be light. He waiting on you to say, man, I'm blessed in the city, blessed in the field. He waiting on you to say, man, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm here. He waiting on you to say, man, my God supply all my needs. He waiting on you to say, man, who the Son set free is free indeed. He waiting on you, man, to speak the word of God. And just like he took the word that came out of God's mouth and brought it into existence, and light been being ever since, when you get that word, man, abundantly in your heart, and from the abundance of the heart, the mouth gonna speak. And the man from the good treasures that he done stored up in his heart, what, the word of God? Gonna bring forth good things. What good thing? The light of the word of God. The life of the word of God. The glory of the word of God. The manifestation of the word of God. Oh, it ain't gonna happen overnight in some situation. Some situation it will. But, man, not in every situation. It ain't going to happen overnight. It's like, man, a parable that Jesus said, man, the kingdom of heaven is like a sower who went out and sowed seed in the field. Then he went home and went to bed. Then he got back up the next sowing and worked his field. Then he went home and went to bed. He knew it not how, but the earth brings forth of itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the corn, then the harvest time. It's a process of sowing and reaping. You don't just sow the word of God and reap, man, all the fruits, man, in the morning. You start the process instantly. But boy, as you continue in it, as you continue to water it, as you continue to cultivate your crop, as you continue in the word, as you abide in the word and let the word abide in you, man, then you get to the place where you ask what you will, and it'll be done unto you. That don't happen overnight. You must grow into that. You must develop into that. You must become that. How, Brother Arthur? But man, coming to the knowledge, man, of God's perfect will for your life. See, a lot of people, man, operating in the permissive will, what God had to permit to happen. But that's a perfect will of God for your life. And the perfect will of God for your life is that you be just like him. Let it be in our life here on earth just like it is in heaven. That's the perfect will of God for our life. We got off track in Adam's sin and Adam's rebellion, but Jesus Christ then came and put us back on track so that we can get back on course to God's purpose and God's destiny and God's plan and God's will and God's intent for our lives. And what that is, Brother Arthur, his number one priority was the kingdom. Let it be in our lives here on earth, man, just like it is in heaven, the kingdom of heaven. Let it be on earth just like it is in heaven. How are you going to accomplish that? Through his family of sons called you and me, mankind. How are you going to do that, man? What's his plan and strategy of doing that? To fill you, man, with himself in the person of the Holy Spirit. And then fill you, man, with his words. So that when you speak, the Holy Spirit that's moving in your life will take the word that you speak, man, that pertains to life and godliness, and he'll bring it, man, into manifestation in your life, just like he brought it in the manifestation, man, of God's life. When God said, let there be. Everything that God said in Genesis chapter 1, and God said, let there be, and God said, let there be. Verse 3, and God said, verse 6, and God said, verse 9, and God said, verse 11, and God said, verse 14, and God said, verse 20, and God said, and verse 26, and God said, let's make man in our image and our likeness, let them have dominion. Who said that? God said. And the Holy Ghost took everything that God said in those verses and brought it into existence. Whereas your Father is, so are you. The same Holy Ghost, man, that was hoovering over the deep, man, it is the same Holy Ghost that's hoovering in you and hoovering over your life and living on the inside of you. What are you waiting on? He ain't waiting on you to speak, man, nor any word. He's waiting on you to speak the word of God. And, man, I'm talking about get it abundantly in your heart. How you get it abundantly in your heart? You got to keep on speaking it. You got to keep on saying it. You got to keep on meditating in it. You got to keep on practicing. You got to keep on acting on it. And how long, Brother Arthur? Forever. Until it become a way of life. That's why Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say. No, listen, Jesus Christ was a man just like you and I. Man, you know what? And you know what made him, man, so successful, man, in fulfilling God's will for his life? He was full of the Holy Spirit and acted, speaking and acting on the word of God. Well, that's what God wants for your life, too, for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking and acting on the word of God. And if you be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking and acting on the word of God, then the works that Jesus Christ did, we shall do also. For greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I'm going to say it again. See, when we begin to live, man, kingdom life, then the works that Jesus did, we shall. That word shall mean most definitely. We shall do also. Why? Because, boy, he went to the Father. And when he went to the Father, he said, I'm going to go to the Father. But when I go to the Father, I ain't going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you back the same mighty working power that was on the inside of me that enabled me to do the thing that I did. I'm going to send you back that same Holy Spirit. Listen, Jesus Christ never attributed none of those mighty works that he did to himself. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has, man, sent me to recovering of sight to the blind, to set the captives free, to set at liberty those who are bound, and to proclaim to every man, every woman, and every boy, and every girl that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the year of Jubilee. All debt canceled. Glory to God. Everything that you owe, man, what, man, the penalty for sin is death. What? Counsel. Why? Because the gift of God is eternal life. What? Payment of all debt, paid in full. Everything that you lost, man, was restored back to you. If anybody lost their property, their business, their purpose, their destiny, the will of God for their lives, man, their sovereignty, their dominion, their righteousness, their peace, their joy in the Holy Ghost that they lost in Adam, everything restored back to them. Good God Almighty. Everybody that was in prison, man, listen here, the prison doors opened and the captives were set free. Just the year of Jubilee. That's what Jesus Christ come preaching. That this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the time to be saved. This is the time to be healed. This is the time to be delivered. This is the time, man, why? Because God has looked past all our faults and all our mistakes, man, and put them in the sea of forgiveness, and he don't remember them no more, and he redeemed our life from the slavery that Adam disobedience sold us into, and not only that, has he redeemed our life from all the sin that Adam and all the bigly elements of this world, but he has restored back to us everything that we lost in Adam's disobedience. Our sovereignty, our dominion, our royal power, our peace, our joy in the Holy Ghost, our dominion over all the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creates. Our dominion over men, the bigly elements of this world, our power, the Holy Ghost, the kingdom of heaven, the Garden of Eden, the presence of the Lord, all that's restored back to us. What I got to do, all you got to do is come on in. come to the knowledge of it, man, and come on in. Come on in what? Come boldly into the presence of the Lord. Come boldly to the throne of God's grace. Come boldly, man, all the way up, man, in this space, man, and obtain mercy and find grace to help you in your time of need. Come get, man, what belongs to you. Somebody say grace is God's unmerited favor, you know. God's willingness to act on our behalf, even though you don't deserve it. Listen, I don't totally agree with that, man. You know, I agree with most of it, but, man, I'm talking about that part that says obtain grace and mercy that you don't deserve. Man, you deserve everything that God gives you. You deserve that. You know, such thing is, man, you know, even though you don't deserve it. Yes, you do deserve it. All the things that caused you, man, to be like you are, man, and caused you to be undeserving, that ain't your fault, man. That was Adam's disobedience that sold us into that, man. We deserve to be redeemed. We deserve to be restored, man. It wasn't my fault, man, that I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That was Adam's disobedience that caused that, man. I got a right to be redeemed, glory to God. I got a right to be saved. I got a right to be healed. I got a right to be delivered. I got a right to be restored, man, everything that I lost, man. God's unmerited favor, man, willing to act on our behalf even though we don't deserve it. He willing to act on our behalf because we do deserve everything that he do for us. We deserve that. Just like he deserved the honor and the praise, man, we deserve, man, the grace and the mercy of God. We deserve that. It was Adam's disobedience, man, that sold us into slavery, man, to the devil. And it was Jesus Christ's obedience, man, that redeemed our life from that slavery, man, and set us free and put us back on course to God's original plan and destiny and purpose for our life. Man, let's stop living and dying like mere men, man. Let's go get our stuff, man. Let's go get our inheritance. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. I'm talking about, man, not trying to win nothing. Go enforce the victory, man, that's already been won. Go get your stuff. The Bible says you can't enter the strong man's house and spoil his goods until you first bind up the strong man. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ had already bound up the strong man and already put the devil on our feet. What's our responsibility then? Go get the spoil. Go get, man, what he stole from us. Go get, man, our salvation. Go get our healing. Go get our restoration. Go get our sovereignty. Go get our power and dominion and righteousness and peace and joy. And go get your stuff. Well, because the devil been bound. Jesus Christ stripped him of all his power and made a show of him openly in front of all his demon cohorts. Took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from him, and then man stood on the bowels of the earth and the universe and gave all that power that he stole from us, and Adam disobedience gave it back to who it rightfully belonged to, you and I. Now you go, said the Lord, and you rule and you reign in life, and you be the kings and the queens that I created you to be. You be the ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven that I created you to be. You be the sovereign rulers, man, over all the circumstance, situation, and symptoms in your life. You speak to your circumstance. You speak to your symptoms. You speak to your, it might be a mountain, man. It might be way bigger than what you can handle in the natural, but you ain't in the natural. You're operating in supernatural power. You operate in the power of the Holy Ghost, glory to God. That's supernatural power. That's resurrection power, glory to God. The Bible says, as he is, so are we. Not as he was. When he was up on his earth, he was a suffering savior. But right now, he's a reigning king. He's seated at the right hand of the Most High God. He ain't suffering no more. And the Bible don't say as he was, so are we. The Bible says as he is. How is he right now? He's seated at the right hand of the Most High God. As he is, so are we. He got all power and all dominion and all sovereignty, all that. As he is, so are we. What I got to do, man, you got to start come to the knowledge of that. That's why this gospel of the kingdom, man, is on this radio broadcast for you, man. So that, man, you can rediscover, man, who you are. Thank God that you know a little bit who Jesus is, a little bit who God is. But, boy, when you come to the knowledge, the only way you can come to the knowledge of who you are, you got to know him for yourself. You got to know them for yourself. That's why God point unto you that golden scepter of righteousness, man, inviting you, man, to come have a personal encounter with him, inviting you, man, to come boldly to the throne of God's grace, man, and obtain mercy and find grace to help you in your time of need, inviting you to come dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. I didn't say visit it. I say dwell there. Live there. Live in that mighty. Live, man, in the way God created us to live. With all power. So when the devil come, man, with all this onslaught, man, with all this mess, you ain't going to get your job. You ain't going to get married. You ain't going to make it. You ain't a man. You have to come out your reservoir and do just like Jesus said. It is written. And when you put the word of God on the devil and the circumstance and situation that he used, and when you see that you ain't no joke and that you ain't playing and that he can't bully you no more, then he's going to do the same thing, man, that he did in Jesus. He's going to take all that in terror. He's going to flee from you. The Bible says, you resist the devil, he shall flee from you. But we ain't resisting. We lining up with what he say. I can't get no job. The people coming against me. Everybody saying this, man, this, and everything else. More I take one step forward, man, look like the devil knocked me back two steps and everything else. People, man, saying all kind of things against me, man. Well, I can't get this and I can't get that, man. Listen, the devil is a liar. Ain't no weapon formed against you can prosper. Hey, listen, 1,000 shall fall at your right hand and 10,000 at your left hand, but it won't come near you. Why, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And if God be for us, who can be against us? And he is for us. Therefore, ain't no weapon formed against you can stand. They ain't say they ain't going to form, but they ain't going to prosper. Providing, man, you know who you are. And you rise up, man, and eyeball that devil and eyeball them demons and eyeball them circumstances, situations, and symptoms, eyeball to eyeball, and let her know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And as we maintain that confession of faith and cast not our confidence, knowing one thing, boy, that we shall receive great recompense of reward. We shall have whatsoever we say. But whosoever shall say to the mountain, what's the mountain? All the problems that's in your life that, man, orchestrated through people. All the things that are designed to stop you and keep you, man, from your God-given purpose and destiny. All those things, man, that the devil uses, man, to hinder you, to make you think you ain't going to make it and you can't get your job and you can't get your needs met and you ain't going to have this and you ain't going to have that. Listen, man, all, man, the reason why God allowed those things to come up on you is so that, man, that's just preparation. That's just like, man, you know, you going to the gym, man, and exercising, man. God allowed those restrictions to come to that you could exercise your faith. Glory to God. And the exceeding great and precious promises of God, man. And he promised to be a very help, present help in the time of need. He promised not to never leave you or forsake you. He promised, man, that you would overcome everything that come for you to go over. He promised you, man, the victory in Christ Jesus, man. I don't care what the people saying, what the job saying, what employers saying, what workers there say, and what nobody do to try to stop you, man, from being all that God created you to do. Ain't no weapon formed against you can prosper. Provided you know that, man, and you operate in that, and you exercise your faith in that, and you decree that, and you declare that, not even death, not even the death of our loved one, man. Listen, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's why you say death, where is your sting, and grave, where is your victory? Ain't got no sting, ain't got no victory, hallelujah. Man, my son passed away, man, when he was 34 years old, boy. And I'm talking about, man, let me tell you something, man. He just got up one morning, man, and had a heart attack, man, and next thing we know, man, he was gone, boy. And let me tell you something, man, that was a hard thing for me and my family, man. I cried, man, every day for 8 years, man. But let me tell you something, even in the midst of my tears, boy, I had strength, man, in the Lord Jesus Christ and an exceed and in his exceeding great and precious promise. What followed that? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, boy. And that kept me, even through my sorrow, even through my grief, even through my tears and everything else, boy. God made it known to me, came, brought me to the place where I just not know, but I know that 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 I know that, boy, my son, everything is all right, baby. He's in the presence of the Most High God. Oh, yeah, we miss him and everything else. And sometimes I think about him now, and my eyes get a little teary and everything else. But in the midst of those tears, boy, I'm talking about the joy of the Lord is my strength. What joy comes from knowing, man, that everything is all right, even in death. Everything is all right. Why? Because it ain't no death to the child of God, boy. The thief come to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus Christ came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Superior in quality and superior in quantity. A whole lot of God kind of life. Hallelujah. Zoe life. Life the way God lives and life the way God intended for us to live. So the way I see him now, he's among that great crowd of witnesses, man, just rooting us on, man, saying, hey, listen, Lord, if I could come back, man, I wouldn't even dare to come back. Why? Because, boy, in this place right here, in the presence of the Lord, I'm not talking about singing the song in the presence of the Lord. I'm talking about being in the presence of the Lord. Ain't no place like that. So, hey, listen, you run your race. You keep the faith, man. Why? Because that's stored up for you, boy, a crown of glory, too, my dear. And where I am, there you may be also. But, boy, I took confidence in that. And even when I miss my son and everything else, I take confidence in that very fact, boy. That, boy, he spoke to me. And even when he spoke to me, man. I'm not talking about no spirit or no who's all that mess that they got, man, with these soup sales and everything else. No, he spoke to me through the word of God, hallelujah, through the spirit of the Most High God. What did he say? That where I am, there you shall be also. So you occupy. Hallelujah. And you run your race, and you keep the faith, and you keep on preaching the gospel of the kingdom, man, to the ends of the earth, man. And when it's all said and done, and when your purpose is fulfilled, then where I am, there you will be also. Where you at? In the presence of the Lord. Lord, good God Almighty, boy. What are you talking about, brother? I'm talking about the gospel of the kingdom, the good news about the kingdom. That's what I preach, man, the good news about the kingdom. What's the good news about the kingdom? That's your inheritance. It belongs to you. And because it belongs to you, and the testator that died, and therefore the will is in effect right now, you ain't got to wait till you get to heaven, man, to live the abundant life that Jesus Christ died for you to have. You can start charting your course toward that destination right now. You can start living that way right now. You can start walking that way right now. You can start talking that way right now. You can start being that way right now. Not trying to get to heaven, man. Not trying to live your life to get to heaven, but living your life, man, from the heavenly place. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. Say that again, Brother Arthur. What a mighty God we serve. For our eyes ain't seen and our ears ain't heard, nor has it entered into our hearts all the things that God has in store for us. But we living in a time and a generation where, boy, I'm talking about he's revealing that to us, man. He's enlightening the eyes of our understanding. He's restoring men, everything that we lost in Adam. He's restoring that back to us. Do you know you're living in the best generation of men that ever lived up until this point? Where the gospel of the kingdom is being preached. Hey, listen, it might be like a little bit of mustard seed right now, but boy, it's growing up, man. It's going to be the biggest tree of all, and all the birds, all the people, everybody going to flock therein. All the kingdoms of the world, the Bible says, shall become one with the kingdom of our God. Oh, it might be a little small thing right now. It might be a little mustard seed. But let me tell you something. As you plant it, as you put it in your life, as you continue to preach it, it's going to be the biggest tree of all. And this gospel of the kingdom, I close with this. This gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end going to come. Ain't no tsunami. Ain't no earthquake. Ain't no none of all this stuff that we say and all this calamity that's coming up on the world. And people say, oh, Lord, the end is here, man. You know, all this mess that's going up. Listen, ain't no end. The Bible don't say that. The Bible say, man, that's the beginning, man. That sets the stage for the end. What does it set the stage for? It sets the stage for this gospel of the kingdom to be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end going to come. So keep on technology. Keep on growing. Keep on ChatGPT. Keep on internet service. Keep on, man, social media and everything else. All y'all doing is just setting the stage for the kingdom to be preached. And listen, my time is up, y'all. I love y'all with the love of God. The kingdom of heaven is your inheritance. Go and get your stuff. And, man, be blessed of the Lord. Our contact number is Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry, 713-870-3776. We love you with the love of the Lord. And we pray and believe for God's greatest for your life. He don't worry, just like it is in heaven. Again, that number, 713-870-3776. Call us. It really will bless us. And that's just for you to let us know that this ministry is a blessing for your life. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870.